Mark had a pivotal moment, and I cannot remember exactly where we are, but I think that we are on who receives this sacrament worthily. Now, we did that last week. We're on morning prayer this time. It's been a long couple of weeks. So, the morning prayer. This is a prayer that actually Martin Luther came up with and wrote, and it goes right along with the evening prayer. The idea, surprisingly, is that you pray one first thing you get up in the morning, and you pray the other one for the last thing that you do before you go to sleep. So, this one is, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. So, this really, the point of this prayer is really just to kind of already start aligning where you want your brain to be for the rest of the day. To start remembering about what your God has done for you, what your Father has done for you, and of course what Jesus has done for you. And asking for Him to help you, asking for Him to protect you both from the sin that you're going to be trying to commit that day, but also